Jim Taylor back on WMJ, WMJ.com. Mercer County High School has a new head varsity football coach. It wasn't that long ago he was playing at Pratt Memorial Field. Tanner Matlick takes over. I know we had him on the airwaves just earlier this year, inducted into the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. I was thinking a little bit about, you know, how we can begin our conversation. You played for Nat Zunkel, you know, won that state title in 2012, and he began that season, I remember, saying, why not us? Can you do a Nat Zunkel, why not us imitation? Because I know he's listening to this interview online.
I would be doing that catchphrase a disservice if I tried to do it like Nat did. But, no, it's true what he said about that group, why not us. I think that mentality carries over to this group for Mercer County, too. We have a roster full of talent. And really, at the end of the day, have a good schedule of good teams. We're going to have to bring our A game every week. So really, why not our group this year to go 14 games and finish it off up at Northern Illinois? So, but yeah, I think the roster looks good. We have a lot of guys returning, a lot of young talent on the team as well that I'm excited to get going with and see what we can do. It's all going to start in the summer with the evaluation period, then kind of go from there. I'm excited to build the relationships with the kids, let them understand that I want what's best for them. I'm going to expect, you know, our core values are respect, discipline, toughness, togetherness, and at the end of the day, maximum effort from everybody all the time. So, yeah, I'm excited to get going and really blessed for the opportunity. I think it's perfect timing for me to step in. I coached previously, and I think I was a little on the younger side, close to the kids in age in high school, but now that I'm 10 years removed from high school, I'm ready to rock and roll with these kids.
All right, so you know, I mentioned Coach Zunkel, so I was thinking, I've been here since 90 in Aledo, so I can run down the coaching tree. McCarty, Welter, Zunkel, and then Hofer. Now, you're an interesting story in all this because, well, you're the first grad of the school that is going to be the head coach, but then also the other wrinkle you throw in, you're not a teacher that is in the building. So that's the first time that's happened. Can you kind of speak to both of those? You're an alumni graduate of the school, but you're not in the building, teaching. So what about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, being an alumni of Mercer County, this program, and I said it when we talked previously in the year, Jim, this program is very near and dear to my heart. I mean, it means a lot to me. It's a blessing to go back and contribute and pass along my football knowledge to these kids. And it's something that I've wanted to do ever since I really graduated from college, is get back into the fold, helping Mercer County win games and win championships. So excited for that opportunity to give back to a school that I graduated from. And then as far as not being in the school goes, I'm confident that it'll all go smoothly. We have coaches on staff or that are going to be on staff that are in the high school. So having somebody the kids can go to during the day to talk football, or, you know, maybe it's something outside of football, that I want our kids to be comfortable with everybody on our staff. So we do have coaches in the school that will be there with the kids during the day. And then I'm going to make it very clear to all the kids, if they need something from me, I'm a phone call away. So I work in town 5 minutes from the high school. So it's not like I'm 30 minutes, 45 minutes away. So I think all of that will go smoothly and not be a problem at all.
So that's the other thing, the, you know, being a 9-to-5er or whatever you want to call it, you know, regular day job, and having those responsibilities outside of the school. You're comfortable with, you know, meeting both needs. I think everybody, I told you off the air, basically this was kind of the worst kept secret who the next football coach was, you know, 3 months ago.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say 3 months ago we knew, but I'm just saying, you know, within the last month, we knew. And most people say, well, he's not a teacher, is he? He works at General Grind and Machine, because everybody knows everybody's business in this town. So what about, you know, handling, you know, your day job, as they say, and then you would say handling your night job as the football coach?
Yep. So my employer's been really great through this whole process at General Grind, very supportive of me going for this new gig as the head coach at Mercer County. Going to be flexible with me, give me the time I need to give to the team, but still the expectation at the end of the day is for me to get my job done there. And I totally get that. So Yeah, the team's going to get 100% of everything I have in the mornings and then at practice every day and then on game nights as well. And then obviously I'll have to set aside time for family time at some point. I've prepared the family that it's going to be a lot of early mornings, late nights, film study, going down into the man cave and scheming some stuff up. So they're prepared for all that, and I'm ready to get going for sure.
All right, so I'm assuming you probably meet with the kids maybe this week or next week, or that's coming up. And then, you know, assembling coaching staff, do you have to make some decisions there? Or, you know, just what are the conversations ahead for you as it relates to the student athletes and then how you want to set up this coaching staff?
Yeah, so I'll be meeting with all of our athletes on this Friday, actually. So I'm going to go down to the school at the end of the day. And I really just want that to be a session of let them get to know me. You know, I don't plan on laying any rules and regulations out first thing. I just want them to get comfortable with me as their head coach, get to know what I'm all about, and really have that open dialogue with the kids for that first meeting. And then as far as staff goes, behind the scenes, I've been meeting with current staff, some guys that I want to bring on board, some different volunteers. So the coaching staff will look a little bit different. Some of the same faces back, but yeah, been having those meetings individually. And then once I meet with the kids and finalize kind of who I want on staff, I'll assemble, you know, or have a full staff meeting and we'll get the ball rolling on summer plans and workout schedules, 7-on-7 stuff. So that's all on the docket for me.
All right. So are you the way the setup is, you know, former quarterback at Mercer County High School, former quarterback at Monmouth College, I would assume you're going to handle all the offensive stuff.
Yep. So I'll be calling plays. I'll be the offensive coordinator and the quarterback receiver coach as well. So those are kind of the two position groups I'll handle. And then on the play calling side, I'll call the offense. And then, like I said, still sifting through who I want to do what with the coaching staff. Not going to make any of that public yet, but have a pretty good idea of who I'm going to have in what roles for us.
So you're, as all these coaches that are listening to this interview that are on the schedule next year, when I ask this question, they're going to inch in a little closer. So your brand of offensive football will look like what, you think?
So it'll be a mix of what we ran when I was in school in Mercer County under Coach Dennison, and then sprinkled in passing game stuff from when I was down at Monmouth. A lot of the stuff, I'm trying to keep the verbiage the same as what we had it last year. Formationally, will be a little bit more spread out than we traditionally have been in the past 4 to 5 years. But at the same time, even though we're spread out, I still understand the importance of running the ball. So have to establish the run early in games, and then that opens up the passing game. And I think every offensive coordinator kind of has that general plan going into the season, especially in high school football. Establish a run, establish tempo, and then open up a passing game when you can. So take advantage of what the defense is giving you and go from there. And that's really what our passing game is going to be about, is take what they give you and then take your shots when it's time to take shots. So that's what we'll be all about offensively. Going to establish a little bit of tempo in there, not necessarily no huddle, but make sure our kids understand the importance of going fast, wearing the defense out, that type of thing. So, yeah, my man cave in the basement has currently exploded with probably 8 different variations of playbooks throughout the years of my years at Mercer County, my years at Monmouth, and just kind of putting it all together and building my own playbook for what our strengths are. And I think our quarterback, Colby, he's a dual threat guy. He can throw it, he can run it. So really confident in running a lot of zone read stuff and then letting him air it out when we can, and then have some talent at running back, a bunch of guys on the O-line coming back. Defensively, it'll be a little bit of an overhaul. I know we graduate a lot on that side of the ball, but yeah, looking forward to the challenge and putting together a good scheme on both sides of the ball and winning some games this year for sure.
All right, so I'm just curious, when you heard the job came open here earlier this school year, did you immediately know you wanted to say, I'm going to apply for this thing? Or did somebody have to kind of push you in that direction to say, Matt, like, maybe this is something you should seek? You know, what was basically your path to it? Immediately when the job was open, you said, hey, I want this thing.
Yeah, so I can't remember exactly how that information leaked to me. But yeah, from the moment I heard it, I knew I wanted to put my name in the hat. And Tab Ballmer, who's on the school board, gave me a call, I think that same day, just to let me know that it was open. I think our initial conversation was they were going to try to get a hold of Coach Welter and Logan Willits and Patrick Lower and all those guys that they've been targeting for years. And I said, hey, if any of those guys don't want to come back, I'm all in. So, and that's what I want our team motto to be, is all in every day, right? You have to give maximum effort all the time if we want to get to where we're going. So, yeah, from day one, the moment I heard the news, I was had my sights set on being the head coach at Mercer County High School.
And you didn't even throw Brad Dixon's name into the mix either.
That's right. Brad Dixon was another one.
All right. So I know there has been some conversations about conference affiliation. And I think the board, I wasn't at the meeting this week, but I know they were going to discuss it. And then I think they were planning maybe to take action on it, maybe in April sometime. I'm not sure what the current status is. We're talking to Coach Matlick here basically probably 7 hours after he was officially hired. What do you think? What's best for Mercer County in conference affiliation? All things being equal, and if they said, here, Tanner Matlick, you get the pen, you make the final decision, what do we do?
I think, Jim, I would have to do more detective work on that just to understand where that conference is going, where the PLC-LTC merger stands, and just do my due diligence before making a decision, an educated decision on that front. As far as the teams in that conference, I would love a shot at playing all of them. You know, I mean, yeah, Monmouth, Orion, Rockridge, Sherrard, and then like BV, EP. The schools out east, those are going to be some bigger travel nights for us, but as long as we split those up on the schedule, and the track would do a good job of kind of splitting those out far enough away from each other, and they're not a bunch of away games in the same season, I think I'm on board with it. But again, I would have to make an educated, give myself some education on that conference and understand what their future looks like, and understand where the PLC-LTC stands before I have a real opinion on that. But yeah, for the record, I would love to play a lot of those schools.
So if what I'm hearing then, if the track, if the invitation is accepted to the track, and the track is saying that you're going to be in a division or a setup where you mentioned those schools, Rockridge, Monmouth, Roseville, Sherrard, Orion, you'd say that if the chips were going to fall that way, you would be receptive to that idea. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So the other thing here is we talk about, you know, athletics as the total picture. You know, football, basketball, wrestling, track and field, baseball, you know, however you want to slice it or dice it, bass fishing, Scholastic Bowl, you know, whatever. So what about, you know, just making sure, I hate to use a PJ Fleck term here, so I apologize for, you know, rowing the boat in the same direction. But, I mean, you are a multi-sporter. You played three sports in high school. I really don't know logistically if that is doable anymore for most kids, just with what's in play with playing three sports, but at least this collaboration of kind of making sure everybody's heading in the same direction as it relates to interscholastic athletics at Mercer County. What about your role in that?
Yeah. So my thoughts on that, Jim, first of all, I love the PJ Fleck comment, row the boat. I think I've used that analogy in almost every individual coaching meeting that I've had to this point with all the coaches I plan to have on staff. But, yeah, as far as the multi-sport athlete goes, I definitely want to push our athletes to go that direction. You know, I think it makes you a more well-rounded athlete at the end of the day if you're not just focusing on one single sport. So if you sprinkle another sport or maybe even three sports, like a lot of kids used to do in there, I think that is great for development, great to keep the kids active, and great to keep the kids out of trouble, quite frankly, because you know, if you're not in a sport, you might be just walking around the streets of Aledo or nobody knows really what you're doing. But yeah, I'm on board with having our kids being as many interscholastic activities as they can, and what's manageable, right? I get that there's some burnout going around with a lot of the summer stuff. But I'm on board with getting these kids involved in as much as they think they can chew. So yeah, I would push a lot of our coaches to promote multi-sport athletes and, you know, going out for other sports just to give it a shot, even if you haven't done it before, to keep yourself active and be a part of a team. Some of the best relationships I have built in my life come from being a part of a team. So that's what I would promote and encourage our kids to go out for those other sports as well in the off season.
All right. So the only other thing that I can think about, you know, asking you, this is a job where, that, you know, I always give the description of you walk in the Alito Made Right. Everybody, well, they're saying there is no Alito Made Right anymore, but I'm just using that as an example where you know, push the door open. There's the bells on top of the door when it rings and everybody looks to the door and they see, well, it's the football coach walking in. And, you know, the first question is always going to be, how the Eagles going to be this year? And, you know, it's a job that I don't care who you are, you know, over the years, whether it was McCarty or Welter or Zunkel or Hofer, there's expectations with the job. And there's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking, as we say, especially those years, you know, or those games following losses. How will you deal with all of that, you think, especially being a local kid here taking this job? You worried about any of that type of stuff, or you just say, I get what I'm getting into. I have thick skin. It is what it is.
Yeah. And I think, the community just cares, right, Jim? They care about what the Golden Eagles do on Friday nights and Saturday afternoons in the playoffs. So even though those comments may come out as, you know, negative or disrespectful, you have to keep in mind that the community wants what's best for our kids and our program. They want to see us succeed. They want to see our kids succeed. So at the end of the day, like I said, if the comment is negative, you just have to take it with a grain of salt, have thick skin, and keep chopping wood, honestly. You know, and there's some folks that, you know, may look at our schedule and see Macomb, Illini West, Knoxville, Farmington, Elmwood, and think, new coach in town, how good are we going to be this year? And as long as all the kids in the locker room believe in what we're doing on Friday night and all the coaches in that locker room believe in what we're doing on Friday night, we're going to be just fine. So I got asked about, you know, dealing with the pressure of the position, dealing with the community. But honestly, to me, this position is not pressure at all. It doesn't come with any pressure. It's pressure is the single mom that works four jobs to put food on the table for her kids. So to call this a position that comes with pressure is kind of disrespectful in my opinion. But no, I'm excited to get going, excited to see the community get involved and be cheering for us on Friday nights and understanding that they just want what's best for the kids and what's best for the program and to see us succeed at the end of the day. So, like I said, just have to take it all with a grain of salt and keep moving forward.
All right. Anything else you need to mention about this position that I didn't bring up that you'd like to say to the listening public?
No, I think you covered it all, Jim. I'm excited to get going, excited to start working with the kids and see what we can do this fall.
All right. A 2013 grad of Mercer County High School, a graduate of Monmouth College, played quarterback on the state championship team in 2012, and a basketball kid and a baseball kid too, the three-sport athlete for Mercer County. Tanner Matlick, we look forward to working with you this coming fall, and I'll say the Nat Zunkel words, go Eagles. So good luck, and we'll look forward to working with you.
Appreciate it, Jim. Go Eagles, baby.
All right. We'll have more coming up on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.